Omicron variant has been detected for the first time in the U.S.
The Supreme Court hears arguments in a case that could limit abortion rights in the United States.
A D.C. teen arrested at his high school is charged in a killing on Virginia's Eastern Shore. I'm Megan Cloherty.
And the Dow's up 6 points.
3 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. The first known case of the Omicron variant has been found in the San Francisco Bay Area. The person just tested positive on Monday after returning from an overseas trip last week. We have team coverage beginning with health reporter Sabrina Cupid.
A person in California has now tested positive for the new variant. The individual was a traveler who had returned from South Africa on November 22nd. This person was fully vaccinated, had mild symptoms. All the close contacts, though, have been contacted, and they have all tested negative.
Correspondent Jim Crisula says there could soon be new testing requirements for those coming to the U.S. from overseas.
In a statement, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said that it was working toward requiring that all air travelers to the U.S. be tested for COVID-19 within a day before boarding their flight. Currently, those who are fully vaccinated may present a test taken within 3 days of boarding.
Weapons and murder charges face the alleged gunman in a high school shooting in Michigan yesterday. 4 students were killed. The 15-year-old suspect will be charged as an adult, says Oakland County, Michigan prosecutor Karen McDonald.
Kids deserve better. Parents deserve better. Teachers deserve better. We have to do better. And I'm committed to seeking justice for the victims of the Oxford High School shooting.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has issued a strong warning to Russia about its military buildup along Ukraine's border. Our Cammy McCormick is traveling with him overseas.
The U.S. has been watching with worry the movement of Russian forces along the border with Ukraine.
We don't know whether President Putin has made the decision to invade. We do know that he is putting in place the capacity to do so on short order, should he so decide.
Blinken said the U.S. is prepared to inflict heavy sanctions if another invasion does occur, and NATO will build up its defenses.
The purpose of this is to dissuade Mr. Putin from making the wrong decision.
Blinken will meet with the Russian foreign minister tomorrow. Cammy McCormick, CBS News, Stockholm.
The pandemic's wreaked havoc with living costs in many of the world's cities, as our Vicky Barker reports from the foreign desk in London.
Inflationary pressures have made Tel Aviv the world's most expensive city. It unseated last year's joint number ones, Paris, Hong Kong, and Zurich. New York and Los Angeles are in the top 10. The world's cheapest city right now, Damascus, Syria.
Jacqueline Avant, the wife of music legend Clarence Avant, was shot and killed inside their Beverly Hills home early this morning in an apparent home invasion. She was 81. The Dow is up 16 points, NASDAQ down 39, S&P up 16 as well. This is CBS News.
Today, better nutrition and great taste are more important than ever. That's why Eggland's Best gives you and your family more. And that's healthy news for everyone. Only Eggland's Best.
3:03 on WTOP on this first day of December 2021. It's a mild one. Sunny skies and we're at 57 in Washington. Good afternoon. I'm Sean Anderson.
I'm Hillary Howard. Now to our top local story. The Supreme Court heard arguments today in a case that could potentially dismantle the landmark Roe v. Wade abortion ruling. The dispute centers on a Mississippi law that bans nearly all abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. The High Court's 3 liberal justices questioned whether overturning the decision would make the court, now dominated by conservatives, appear political. Meantime, conservative justices focused on the rights of fetuses. Outside the court, protesters on both sides of the issue have been voicing their views for hours, and WTOP's John Aaron is there.
People chanted and held signs here outside the Supreme Court, spilling from the sidewalk onto First Street.
My sign says, "Your life matters. Abortion is wrong."
Tom Grison drove here from Michigan for this.
I'm hoping they overturn Roe v. Wade.
My sign says abortion how you want it, when you want it.
Jessica Olson drove from Chicago to be here.
Well, what I would hope is that they would understand that we've already settled this issue. It is settled law.
Outside the Supreme Court, John Aaron, WTOP News.
And we will have continuing coverage on this all day right here at WTOP.
3:04, a Northeast D.C. teenager is facing murder charges after being arrested at Eastern High School yesterday. It's all in connection with a killing that investigators say happened back in October. on Virginia's eastern shore.
The 15-year-old was a fugitive from justice out of Accomack County, Virginia, where Lieutenant Joshua Marsh says the boy was involved in the killing of a 23-year-old man. On October 13th, Marsh says deputies responded to a car crash in Oneincock, Virginia, and found Nicholas Joseph inside a vehicle shot multiple times. Shortly after, a 17-year-old was arrested in connection with the killing, but the 15-year-old, investigators say, was involved and lived in Accomack County at the time, was still unaccounted for. Marsh says both teens are charged as juveniles with first and second degree murder and also face gun charges in what's believed to be a robbery gone bad. Megan Cloherty, WTOP News.
Virginia launched the Marcus Alert System in an effort to improve the response to mental health emergencies. It's named after Marcus David Peters, who was killed by police in 2018 after charging an officer during a mental health crisis. The system comprises a bunch of protocols like diverting 911 calls involving lesser threats to other call centers. Under another protocol, police would enter into agreements with mental health crisis teams. Prince William County will be among the first areas in the state to implement the system. All localities statewide will have it in place by 2026.
He became a national figure during the 2002 Beltway snipers. And today we're learning more about the life and recent death of former Montgomery County Police Chief Charles Moose. Here's WTOP's Neil Augenstein.
Charles lived fiercely every day from the time his mother died at the age of 40, Sandy Moose told WTOP. Since Moose's brother died even younger, she says her husband was trying to accomplish as much as he could while enjoying life. She says the autopsy showed that he died at 68 of natural causes, including high cholesterol, kidney disease, and diabetes. In her words, "I'm sure going to miss him. Our life together was turbocharged from the night I met him at graduate school to his last breath." Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
Keep it here on WTOP because the FBI says it is easy to get data from two popular messaging apps. We'll go in depth with Rolling Stone's Andy Kroll right after traffic and weather, 3:07.
Virginia Lottery holiday scratchers are out and about, so get out there.
Keep your eyes peeled for anyone who looks in a gifting mood. Their hands are usually full of scratchers.
Make sure your hands are empty and that scratcher is yours.
Thank you.
Keep your eyes extra peeled for the holiday windfall scratcher so you get the chance to score prizes starting at $20 all the way up to $500K. Okay? Don't say we never helped.
Okay.
Play along with holiday scratchers from the Virginia Lottery. For more information, visit VALottery.com.
This cybersecurity update is presented by Felipe Fernandez, Senior Director, System Engineering, Fortinet Federal.
We've heard the bad news. Federal government networks and data are under relentless cyber attack and our critical infrastructure.
What if I told you that you can support your blood pressure and healthy CoQ10 levels with two chews a day? The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. That's like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 supports your cardiovascular health. Visit RadioBeats.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles and save 15% with the promo code DEAL.